Hello, respected viewers. I'm George Marlin, so welcome back to my channel. So I'm commenting on a contentious case. Carla Foster is a British woman. She's 44 years old. And back in 2020, she took some abortion pills after the legal time limit. Generally speaking, in England, abortions are allowed up to 24 weeks for any reason. A woman claims she's stressed out or something. Two doctors say, well, the risk of continuing her pregnancy is greater, as greater risk to her health than aborting her baby. And that's what she did. So she lied to the National Health Service professionals about how many weeks pregnant she was. She later claims she was so embarrassed she didn't go to a physician to seek to abort her child in 2019. She did so in 2020. She carried out some internet searches over a few months in early 2020, such as how to lose a baby at 6 months, how to hide a pregnancy bump. So during lockdown, the then Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, he had changed the rules at abortion to allow the pills to kill the unborn child to be delivered, to be just sent in the post after an over-the-phone consultation, no need for a face-to-face consultation. So she got a mifepristone and misoprostol, which caused, her baby to die, to be coming out. And we have the 24-week time limit because these children, if they're born prematurely before 24 weeks, they almost always die. After 24 weeks, they've got quite a good chance of living, more and more up into 42 weeks. Now, there are exceptions. If this child is suffering Down syndrome or some disability, then the baby's life is not guaranteed after 24 weeks. So she breached the criminal law. This all goes back to the Offences Against the Person Act 1861, saying anyone, including a mother, who takes any noxious substance to induce an abortion is guilty of a felony. So this baby, when she was stillborn, little girl, was between 32 and 34 weeks in the womb. So that's how she died. And so Justice Pepperell sentenced the woman to 2 years in prison because it was a breach of Section 58 of the Offence Against the Person Act. She could have got up to life imprisonment for that, but she was not awarded reclusio perpetua. The various medical agencies have weighed in on this case, and they've taken sides in this. They're trying to interfere in the judicial system. Did this woman break the criminal law? Yes, she did. That's really beyond doubt. Nobody argues that. Now, there's the is or problem here. So she is guilty of a crime. Should she be guilty of a crime? Some people said this should be allowed. And it is staggering to see all these people line up to take the side of the criminal against the victim. No sympathy whatsoever for the little girl who died. I saw Kezia Dugdale, the erstwhile leader of the Scottish Labour Party, saying, well, you know, the child was failed. Killed is the word she's looking for, killed. And the woman was failed. Well, no, she wasn't. I mean, she was legally permitted an abortion. Should she have been? I mean, that's questionable prior to 24 weeks. And this was after the legal time limit. So no sympathy whatsoever for the child that was killed. Lily, she was named since. But Lily should not be forgotten. I mean, this woman, she did not have to copulate, neither did her husband. They did something which they knew could lead to pregnancy, even if you use contraception. Pregnancy resulted. That was a human being in her womb. This was not a mouse. This is not a giraffe. What other species was in her womb? And her baby was blatantly alive. I know there may be some liminality in the very early stages of pregnancy or before implantation or something, but this is at the fetal stage, not even the embryonic stage, where her heart and lungs and all the rest of it are functioning. But this is ending her pregnancy. It's ending somebody else's life. I also, the framing say, oh, a woman should be allowed to choose what she does with her own body. Well, that doesn't mean she'd be allowed to kill somebody else. If a man sits on a baby and squashes the baby to death, he's doing what he wants with his own body. If a woman strangles someone to death, yeah, she's doing what she wants with her own body. No, but you can't do absolutely anything about your own body with absolutely no regard for its impact on somebody else. What about the baby's body? What about her bodily autonomy? Anyway, it is quite staggering. So the various organizations, the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Royal College of Midwives, they said that the woman should not be imprisoned, and said it would discourage women from accessing telemedical abortion service, although many people think that's a good thing, or being open and honest with medical professionals. Well, She was dishonest with medical professionals. That's what she's been punished for. Had she been said, no, she said she was over the legal limit, and said, well, you're not going to get the abortion pills, in which case the child would be alive and the woman wouldn't have gone to jail. A better outcome for everybody. So this is a complete non sequitur. The illogicality is flagrant. You'd think doctors are intelligent. How could they write such stupid letters? Anyway, she was forced to stay at home. Well, you know, that's not the child's fault. Why else should the child suffer for this? Anyway, so Amnesty International has taken up her case. I mean, Amnesty International is supposed to be a human rights organization, but it's not. It's an anti-human rights. It's an inhuman rights organization campaigning for the mass slaughter of these little children, which is an awful pity. And this is what Chiara Caparo said about it, an Amnesty International person. It's shocking, quite frankly terrifying, that in 2023, a woman in the UK has been sentenced to jail because of a law set dating back to 1861. So stop there. Well, how stupid this is. Just because a law is from 1861 doesn't make it unjust. Simply because a law is from 2023 wouldn't automatically make it just. There are laws much older than 1861, which is just on the statute book. I mean, the right to life is not a new concept. And actually, if you go back to the Middle Ages, a baby's lives in the womb were not legally protected. And then the woman said, access to abortion is essential health care, should be managed as such. This is a tremendously sad story and underscores the desperate need for legal reform in relation to reproductive health. That's the end of the quotation. First of all, abortion is not healthcare. Healthcare is precisely about keeping people alive and not killing people. Unless the pregnancy really was a threat to the woman's life, then abortion should not be allowed, because that baby had just as much right to life as the mother as anybody else. What was the baby's crime? The baby didn't deserve the death penalty, did she? What had she done? If there's a difficult situation for the child to be born in, well, I feel sorry for the parents. However, that doesn't make it right to kill the child. If there is suffering, it mustn't be the child who suffers. It should be the parents. They don't have to bring up the baby. They can bring up the baby for adoption. I know that's not ideal, but that's better than meeting a violent death. What was Chiara saying? Desperate need for legal reform. Well, I agree on legal reform, but obviously in the opposite direction. Reproductive health. Well, if you're healthy enough, she can reproduce, that's fine. Killing someone is not a reproductive health. It's the exact opposite of health. Anyway, the head of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service is shocked and appalled by the decision to jail her, to sentence a mother of three, okay, for using abortion pills to end her own pregnancy. Well, I'm shocked and appalled that the sentence was so lenient. A mother of three, you might have thought they gave her a little bit of sanctity of life, as though we should have compassion for her because she's mother of three, but not compassion for the child. She never gets to be a mother of the little girl. The baby, what about her? She didn't get a trial. She had no right of appeal. She's not going to get health care like in prison, like her mother. She's not going to get education like her mother. She's not going to be released in 2 years. You can't be released from the grave. So it's staggering the way that they will always take the side of this violent criminal against this poor little victim who never did anything wrong. And that Claire Murphy of the BPAS said, no woman can ever go through this again. Well, they can, actually. The judge made it clear that women will only be protected from prosecution if the MPs bring forward legal change. There has never been a clearer mandate for parliamentary action. Need has never been so urgent. Well, there's no urgent need to allow even more children to be slaughtered. There's an urgent need to protect children. Thank you for watching my channel. Bye.